Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This week's episode is part one of two on another name of our Lord in Scripture, and that is the Word, and is based, perhaps you have already guessed, on John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. It has been reported often that during the so-called Greek Golden Age in Athens, Plato was addressing a group of students and philosophers one day and said, quote, "It may be that someday there will come forth from God a word, a logos, who will reveal all the mysteries and make everything plain," unquote. Now, if that incident is true, we can imagine the Apostle John responding, "Well, Plato, that logos has come, and his name is Jesus Christ." Here in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, is yet another great name stamped upon the nature and character of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This one is, in fact, my own personal favorite. First, then, we see the Word is a person. Word, of course, is the often used word logos, which means to speak intelligently, to articulate a message, or to give a discourse. It's derived from lego, which originally, prior to the 5th century BC, denoted the activity of collecting or carefully selecting, cataloging in succession, and arranging together in an orderly sequence. Those concepts then developed into the meaning to lay before, that is, to relate or recount. And finally, it took on the idea of to say or speak, that is, to utter definite words that are connected and significant speech equal to discourse. Our Lord, therefore, is the Logos, for he is the very intelligence of God come in the flesh to deliver his discourse, to proclaim his message to the world. As verse 14, in fact, goes on to say, this Logos, this discourse of God, came in the flesh and dwelt among us. Secondly, the Word is preeminent. There is no doctrine concerning Christ that is denied more vehemently or attacked more violently than is his deity. But that deity is definitively declared in the words, "And the Word was God." Not only is the Word the very intelligence of God come in the flesh to deliver his discourse, his message, but he is in fact God incarnate. While many have tried to twist the Greek grammar to deny the deity of Christ, the grammar actually requires this rendering. If one misses this fact, he has missed the whole point of John's gospel. Third, the Word is powerful. Nothing underscores deity and sovereignty more convincingly than does the power of creation. As verse 3 goes on to declare, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This verse, like no other, declares that the Logos, the Word, the speech, the intelligence, the discourse made the universe. He was not part of the creation, he is the creator. Neither did he simply create some things and allow the rest to evolve, rather he created all things. As the psalmist declares it, he spake and it was done, he commanded and it stood fast, Psalm 33:9. We will look at that very verse, in fact, in our next episode. Fourthly, the Word is perpetual. The phrase "in the beginning" is what is called a Hebraism, that is, an idiom that indicates eternity. If, therefore, all things were made by him, and if he was there when it all happened, then he had to have existed before that beginning. Have you ever noticed that while two genealogies of our Lord appear in Matthew and Luke, there is none in the Gospel of John? And the reason is obvious. Such would be out of place. He is eternal, the very living God who is there from the beginning. If you would like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do the following verses add to our study in this episode? Exodus 20, verse 11, Psalm 90, verse 2, John 20, 28, and finally Colossians 1, 16 through 19. If this podcast is a blessing to you, please leave your comments wherever you are hearing it. We would love to hear from you. Your support is greatly appreciated. Our next episode is part 2 of 2 on our meditations on the Word, and it's based this time on Psalm 33:9 that we quoted earlier. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek him early.